WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I'm Pastor Marcia, along today with two of our radio team members, mama and daughter, actually, Betty and Megan up in Indiana. And so we are excited. We're talking about this new series, Fired Up with Purpose. And Betty, talk to me about what that's doing for you. And before we get to this next song, it's blessing me, this series. I am loving teaching it and living it.
Well, one of the Beaconites sent me sent me the board from Friday night gathering, and
yeah, a picture of my teaching board.
You have your 40-foot board,
right? Yeah,
covered from right, left, and left to center. I mean, it's just full of things that are encouraging and helpful teaching. It's amazing to me that people are not more turned on for God than they are right now.
Yeah, we just need to encourage more people to show up, our own people, because it's such a great time in the Word and fellowship and ministry and music and, just great. So
it's just chock full of God's grace.
Yes.
It increases your faith.
Amen.
It gets you fueled up, to go for the rest of the week
until, amen,
you get back again and get into God's Word. And it's I wish that our area and other areas had, the doors were open, that people would be there when the doors were open,
mm-hmm,
because God does have a purpose for everyone.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know your purpose, seek His face. Seek Him in all things, and it will be added unto you.
Amen.
It will be added unto you.
Amen. And we are believing God that He is going to take that part of the ministry outside of the walls, which we've been saying, going out of our walls to reach people with the love of Jesus, and that God loves you just exactly the way you are. He just loves you so much, and we are going to be doing more things in the years to come, in the year to come, etc., to get that message out more. That's why we're on the air and have been now we're in our ninth year on this radio show. So we're glad if you just now tuned in, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope, along Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Megan here in just a minute. And we're going to start this second hour with a song that we've done many times at Beacon of Hope. And it's called Trading My Sorrows, and it's about trading all the junk for all the blessings that God has for you. I'm trading my sorrows for the joy of the Lord. Here we go. Trading your sorrows. Trading my shame. Trading my sickness. And trading my pain. All for the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are able to do that. I'm trading my sickness. Woo! I heard them say we stand against the spirit of infirmity there. If you're one of these in our listening audience today that is very ill, let's trade that sickness for the blessing of healing in Jesus' name. And that's, we believe in that and we practice it. And that's what it's all about. We're trading our sorrows. We're trading our pain. We're trading it all in for the joy of the Lord. And scripture says in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so, well, no matter what you're going through today, dear one, begin to rejoice and thank God that you have the ability to trade all the junk in for blessings. Wow. Betty, I don't know what that does to you, but that just blesses me. I love that song every time I hear it because I realize I need to trade some things in from time to time, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like taking some of your clothes to Goodwill. I know that's probably a strange illustration, but you've got to take some of the old junk.
Right.
Clean out the closet.
Right.
Who better to clean you out than the Lord himself?
Woo. Amen.
And he's, you know, we call him Mr. Clean.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like putting on the garment of praise.
Yes.
And the spirit of heaviness.
Right.
And, you know, that just that verse in itself can bring you alive.
Oh, amen.
To know that you're trading in old junk, you're getting rid of garbage, and you're setting it at the curb, or at the, as we would say, at the curb.
Right.
Setting it at the foot of the cross.
Right.
You know, I'm trading it in. Lord, I don't want this anymore.
Amen.
I want to be all you want me to be.
Woo.
And that's where that probably the brightest thing you can do is to start seeing your purpose right there.
Amen.
Is at the foot of the cross and saying, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to be a missionary? What do you want me to do?
Right.
And we can go boldly to the throne.
Right.
Clear that.
Amen.
And he's going to hear us and he's going to listen. And there's a thing, there's a little article I read somewhere that said, you know, if God shuts a door, stop beating on it. Try to get it to open.
Okay, that's good.
It just seems like that's what we do. We just keep beating
right.
head against the wall. And
right.
say, where do you want me to go? It's like, he knows.
Right.
That song by Jeremy Camp. He knows. He knows everything about us. He loves us all. He's been there. He's walked the path. He's walked that trial that you're going through.
Right.
And it's just so mind-boggling of what God can do.
Oh, and he wants to change us. And
oh,
and that's
yeah.
why this series, Fired Up with Purpose, because he wants us to realize we each have a purpose. Dear radio listener out there, wherever you are in this globe, on this planet, God has a reason for you to be here. God has a plan for your life. And, you know, that song we played earlier by Sidewalk Prophets, help me find it. What's my plan? What's the purpose, Lord? Help me find it. And let's go to 2 Timothy 1:8 and see what Paul says to Timothy here as he writes this. I'm in the Message Bible. So don't be embarrassed to speak up for our master or for me, his prisoner. Take your share of suffering for the message along with the rest of us. We can only keep on going, after all, by the power of God. That's how come we keep on going, by the power of God, who first saved us and then called us to this holy work. We had nothing to do with it. It was all his idea. Megan, I'm going to ask for your comments on this. It was his idea. We got to get in line with his plan and his idea. It was all his idea, a gift prepared for us in Jesus long before we knew anything about it. But we know it now. Since the appearance of our Savior, nothing could be plainer. Death is defeated. Life is vindicated in a steady blaze of light all through the work of Jesus. Oh my, we've got to realize we have a purpose and God has the plan. Megan, God's got the plan.
He does. And you know, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to know your purpose the day you sign up.
Oh, because, okay. All right.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's a learning process.
Okay.
Because every day is something new, right?
So right.
That's where, when we sign up, to be a Christian, when we give our heart to the Lord, when we accept him into our heart,
Right.
It's a learning process because he's coaching us on how to be more like him.
Amen.
And it's just like with me, you know, every day there's at least something crazy that goes on. But it's through those circumstances that I really learn about him, because I let him control the situation. I let him control, at least I try my best, I'm human, to try to teach me how to react in those situations. Because my human side, it's, you know, the side that Satan wants to react is in anger or in hatred. But that's not him. It's the caring, the loving, the being the light.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's what people need to realize, is our purpose is to be more like him.
Oh,
that's
amen. That's it right here. I mean, we keep on going by the power of God, who first saved us, then called us to this holy work. So we realize it starts with salvation, but it goes so much further beyond that into the work and the purpose that God has for us. In fact, I think we're going to title this show, Finding Your Purpose. Betty, talk to us about this, because when we get on board with God's purpose, our life changes. It changes amazingly. It just astronomically, doesn't it?
You couldn't be more precise, because once you get out of the boat,
right,
once you decide that you're no longer in control of your life,
amen,
and you let the Lord take control, you let him have the helm, you let him guide you, give you direction, your GPS system may get you from point A to point B, but God will get you through it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing to me how, whether it be through Facebook or through emails, text messages, or whatever, is that what I hear through the prayer request is people crying out to
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
And saying, God, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why have you forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
Why have you left me?
Where'd you go? Yeah.
Where'd you go? I want a purpose,
right,
but I don't know where to find it.
Right.
And you know what God said? You know, it's just like, do not be afraid. Peace be with you.
It starts with that. Yes.
That's what he wants for all of us, all of his children, is to have the peace and know the purpose.
Right.
And if we're struggling, if we're fretting, if we have anxiety, that word that just makes me angry is fear.
Right, me too.
If we have all that bottled up inside of us,
mm-hmm,
it almost corrodes us to the point where we can't hear what God wants us to hear, because we're holding on to junk.
It's exactly.
We're holding on to nasty,
yep,
corroded.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's where Satan wants to keep you.
Absolutely, he does.
He wants to keep you in chains. He wants to keep you, and we've talked about this before, keep you in the dungeon.
Yep.
But I tell you what, God has a mighty hand, and he has the power to cut those chains, to show you the light and where your purpose is. Now, it takes the Holy Spirit to come upon you and minister to you and say, slow down.
Right.
Be still and know that I am God.
Yes, yes.
That you keep fighting me, you keep rebuking him, you keep him at a distance, and you think the only time I need you, God, is if, you know, if I get into a financial difficulty or if I get into a situation where I don't know what to deal with. Okay, God, go ahead and help me. That's what a lot of our attitude is. If we change our attitude, everything seems to change, is what you were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Is that God comes on the scene.
He does.
The veil is broken.
The right.
The veil is removed. The darkness disappears.
Right.
The light comes into perspective, and you're thinking, why did I wait so long?
Right.
Was I ashamed of being a Christian? Was I ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Was I ashamed to tell people I am a child of God? No, it's just that Satan wanted you. He had give you a counterfeit feeling of keeping you down, keeping you held back
right.
from what God wanted you to do. And he did that to me for a lot of years before, I mean, I was a Christian. And I fell into the trap
mm-hmm.
of condemnation, of fear,
right.
anxiety, depression. I mean, I went through the whole gambit, but he brought me through it.
Amen.
So that I could see where I was and where I'm going. But I had to give up a lot of stuff. And when I say give up, what do you have to give up? Fear, anxiety,
right. yeah.
depression,
not
bad health.
Yes.
I had to commit and say, okay, God, I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I give it all to you.
Amen.
My boat, you know, the ship is battered, but the sails are still fixable, and you can bring me out of this. And he did. I mean, in expeditedly, that because I gave up control
right.
of my own life and said, okay, God, here it is.
And
I'm going to give it back to
you. You're right on here. And then, Megan, I want to bring you in for a comment here. 2 Timothy 1:12 says this in the NIV, and it goes right along with what you're saying here, Betty. Paul says, "Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed." That was an old song in our hymn books when I was a kid growing up in church. Those words right there from this verse. "Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced he's able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." And so when we are going through hard times, the sentence before that, Paul says, you know, yeah, I'm suffering. I'm going through a hard time. He says, "Of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I'm suffering as I am, yet I'm not ashamed of that." So we're going to go through difficult times, but we learn that in the difficult times, we learn God's nature. We learn dependence upon him. We learn to trust him. Megan, talk to us about that before we get to the song.
You know, that's one thing I can say is I'm not ashamed of who I am.
Amen.
And what I mean by that is, you know, there's people that are going to condemn you for what you believe, or there's people that are going to condemn you for what you've done. Well, you know what? When you turn your life over to the Lord and you've been forgiven, that is gone. That's written off of his
Amen.
And cast into the sea of forgetfulness.
Right.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You hold your head up high and you continue to walk
Amen.
In the faith and the peace of the Lord. But I just lost my train of thought. But it's very important that we stay focused on the Lord, because those circumstances that can bring us down, it's just, we have to maintain our track. We have to maintain and keep our GPS updated. And what I mean by that is we've got to start learning about his nature. And if we don't, how are we ever going to grow? Because we're not really going to better our relationship with the person that wants to be our best friend, and that's the Lord.
Amen.
We have to learn about him.
We have to. And we've got, that's our purpose too. That's part of our purpose. Learn God's nature. And when we realize that, yeah, there's going to be hard times in each of our lives. Dear audience, we don't say here on Living the Good Life that you're never going to have a problem once you turn your life over to the Lord. It's not like that at all. And Paul says that in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hey, I'm suffering. I've been suffering this and this and this, but I am battling the enemy, and I am finding God's purpose in my suffering. I'm learning about his nature. And oh my, that's what it's all about. I find this song that I planned here, Jeremy Camp, the song is Overcome. I think it's perfect right now. Let's listen to it, then we'll get back with Betty and Megan.
Destined to die, poured out for all. God's only son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did.
Praise God. Woo. You overcome. And we can too, because Jesus overcame. Praise God. Wow. I just had someone text in and they said, the show today reminds me of that Carrie Underwood song, Jesus Take the Wheel. And if you want to comment during the show, you can use our Google text number. That's fine. 727-888-4171, 727-888-4171. And this person just said that, Jesus, take the wheel. And isn't that true, Megan? That's what we've got to, Jesus overcame. We got to learn to overcome, but we got to do it realizing God's got a purpose and a plan for us, and we don't have to be defeated by everything that comes at us, you know?
That's right. That's right, because nothing needs to bring you down when you're walking with the King.
Amen.
And you know, it is true.
It does, though. Life happens. It does bring us down, doesn't it?
It does. And it can bring you down, but that's when you fall to your knees and you ask for the Lord's strength.
You do.
Because
absolutely.
You know that's where it's going to come from, because you're not going to be able to build your own castle. You're not going to be able to build your own island. You got to have the help from the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it is true. Jesus, take the wheel, because who else is a better pilot than the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen. Yes.
He's been through it. He's been through the condemnation. He died for our sins. He suffered through pain. He's been through everything that we could even imagine. There's no way that our lives could even come close to the things that he suffered through. So he is the ultimate guide to go to, because he's been there, done that, and seen it all.
Amen. And you know, you can just picture Paul. He wrote this. This is the last book he wrote just a few weeks before he was beheaded, probably. And he's writing here, and he's saying, you know what? I have been a prisoner. I have done all this stuff, but I have proclaimed the truth of God's word, and I have no regrets. He says, I'm not ashamed of what's happened to me. I mean, some people, religious, quote unquote, spiritually religious people, can look at Christians who go through a lot of persecution or have a lot of issues in life and they say, well, their faith, where's their faith? They don't have any faith. You know, we are all going to go through tribulations and problems, dear listener. As you fix your eyes on Jesus, then you will learn how to better overcome in the midst of what you're going through. Betty, talk to me about that, because people can be very judgmental of each other when we're living a life of Jesus, take the wheel. A lot of times people are going, oh, that's something's wrong with them, that they're going through a hard time, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I think the key word is endure.
Endure, yeah.
Endure. Sometimes it's hard to swallow. Sometimes life can throw us a bad rap.
Yeah,
absolutely. It can throw us totally off kilter. But, you know, the main objective in our life is to endure and to keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Learn to overcome.
You know, that we are, and he overcame.
Yes.
So that we could.
Right. And, amen.
You know, and he walked where we walked, and he think, oh, Jesus didn't go through what I did. Yeah, he did. I learned this a few weeks back. I kept asking, God, why are you taking me back to the cross? You know, why? And it almost seemed like every day, Betty, go back to the cross. Back to the cross.
Wow.
Why? Why? What? There's people out here that, you know, they're, you know, all over the world that are dying. He goes, go back to the cross.
Right.
He took me back to the cross because he went through.
Yes.
Everything that we're going through.
And right.
It's hard to,
yes.
Try not to cry. But it's, he went through what Megan and Ben and all of us went through.
Yes.
He went through.
He understands it. He feels it.
He healed us.
Right.
And, you know, it still hurts. But even if the healing doesn't come, he's there with you.
Absolutely.
And there's a song, and I can't remember who it's by. Even if the healing doesn't come, that God went through your pain.
Right.
He went through your suffering.
Yes.
He knows. And I know there's times, and I've imagined this weeks ago, months ago, years ago, when Grayson died,
mm-hmm.
that the heavenly, our God, our Father, which art in heaven,
yes,
turned his head and cried when his son Jesus died.
Absolutely.
When it seems like when we lose a loved one, it's Jesus Christ with us.
Right. Yes.
That's how compassionate,
mm-hmm.
that's how loving, and that's his grace that gets us through.
It's his grace.
His grace. His wonderful, merciful grace. And that's why we have to, as Christians, we have to endure. The fight that we're going through is just going to make us a stronger soldier.
Makes us stronger. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes us a stronger soldier for him. It makes the fight easier.
Right.
Because we've been there. We've done that. He's brought us through, and he's shown us his purpose.
And then we have the testimony from what we've been through, which is what we're talking about today on the air. I mean, if we had not gone through so much stuff in our ministry and in our individual lives where we've learned to trust God in the midst of painful, difficult times, God is the God of comfort, and he is the God of peace, and he is the God of seeing you through the difficult moment and getting you to the other side of your problem. I've been living in Psalm 23. I think I told you all that last year, but it's coming back again. Here I am. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So whatever you're going through, dear audience, it may not be the loss of a child like Megan and Ben and Betty and Joe and the whole family went through last year, but whatever you're going through is real. It's deep. and it can be extremely painful. Psalm 23, written by David so long ago as a little shepherd boy up on the mountain with the sheep, is so important. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, I don't have any want because he's right there. He's my shepherd. He's leading me. And this series is talking about being fired up. Fired up with purpose. Our purpose is to fulfill, listen to this, our purpose is to fulfill God's purpose for us in this life before we go to heaven to meet him. Our purpose is to fulfill God's purpose and his plan for us. And we've got to realize that we got to get on board with his purpose and his plan. Megan, I want you to comment on that, and then I'll go to Betty.
Well, I'll tell you. Are you there?
Yeah, if I have to go for a minute, I've got somebody that's fussy. But
okay.
Yeah, here, I'm going to let Mom take
it. All right, that's fine. You go. We understand that.
Yes, yes, yes. We're here in the same house. So
okay.
I can hear. So.
You can hear the baby crying. That's all right.
Yeah, it's just the baby.
Megan's done great. She's been able to be on quite a while today. So
yeah, It's always been fussy and so forth, but you know,
all of us who've had babies understand. Go ahead.
She said she's not signing off yet.
Okay.
So.
All right. That sounds good.
Thank God.
Okay.
I think one of the neatest things about enduring through the hardships is coming through the storm, coming through the valley, is that it does make us stronger.
It does.
It gives us insight.
Mm-hmm.
And how to pray for other people.
It does. Gives us compassion, don't you think? When we've gone through something, then we can be more compassionate towards others that are going through difficult times. And we can give them a word of encouragement, you know? Go ahead.
And an example is, I think it was Thursday or Friday, a little girl at school, at Andrew's school, fell off of the monkey bars and broke her arm. And Andrew went into compassion mode.
Really?
And he cried.
Oh.
Now, no one else cried. I mean, yes, the little girl did because she was in extreme pain. But he cried.
Yeah.
And we asked him, he said, why did you cry? You know, we call him Juke.
Yeah.
Why'd you cry, Juke? He goes, because I felt pain for her.
Oh.
And that's the kind of compassion
right.
that Jesus has.
Yes, amen.
In what we're going through.
Right.
Is that when we hurt, he hurts.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important and it's imperative that when you're going through a hardship at any point in your life is when you need to draw closer to God.
You got to. Yes.
You have to because you can't. I've said this before, you can't do this on your own.
No, you can't. We're losing you, Betty. I don't know why. You there?
I'm here.
Now you're back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you there for a minute.
I'm on my cell phone this time instead of landline, so
okay.
Maybe a little bit sketchy.
Yeah.
But is that we are made up of so much that we can't. Sometimes we go on overload. We go on, we're so busy and we just can't grab a hold. We just can't get a hold of what's going on. And Jesus is out here going, you know, he's like a referee. He's going, hey, wait a minute. Stop the game. Stop what you're doing and listen to me.
Yes.
Let me see you through. Let me give you peace. Let me show you the purpose of what you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
Let me show you. And we're going, and we just walk away. By the time he's ready to give us an answer, we're going on to something else. And it's the waiting.
Good point.
The waiting is hard.
Good point.
Hard.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard.
It's very hard. But if you give him time, give him your time, he will give you his time. And his timing is impeccable.
And, you know, sometimes we don't even think to ask what was the purpose behind that event or whatever. But I have found in my life that even times when I don't think to ask God, what was that all about, God? that he'll show me later down the road, oh, that happened. Mm-hmm. That happened because this needed to happen, you know, mm-hmm. and this couldn't have happened without that other thing happening. Oh, okay. I think the thing that we're trying to communicate here, and we are going to title this show Finding Your Purpose. Number one, you got a desire to get in line with God's purpose. I think that's huge right here. You got a desire to walk in that power, love, and a sound mind. And when you're walking in those things, from 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. When we're really walking in that, then we can be open to finding God's true purpose for us. Don't you think, Betty? When we're just enmeshed and so beat down by fear, anxiety, doubt, everything yucky that's happened to us, hurt, disappointment, resentment, when we live in the past and all that negative crapola, you know, we cannot really be open to God showing us his true purpose for us the way he really wants us to, until we decide that's not the way I want to live, and the negative and all that yuck from the past. I want to find my true purpose. You know, does that all make sense? Betty? Are you there, Betty?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay. He just showed me a vision of someone being covered in tar.
Ooh, okay.
And it's there's anxiety, there's fear, there's they feel like that there's nothing, that everything they've done is just getting them further and deeper into what's going on. But there's a person standing beside you that wants to clear off that tar.
Amen.
All of that junk that you're holding on to, and all it takes is his hand to wipe that away. And it may be a peeling away like of an onion, but it takes just one stroke of God's hand to remove all that tar, all that junk that's been in your life for so long,
right,
keeping you from God's purpose in your life.
Right.
And if you see yourself not knowing where to go, not knowing who to turn to, is I have a friend, I have a counselor who is willing to sit down with you and talk to you,
amen,
minister to you, and show you your purpose.
That's God.
Through your mind, soul, and body will come into alignment,
right,
with God's word.
Amen.
And then God can minister to you, bring you back, set you on solid ground,
right,
not on sinking sand, but on solid ground.
Amen.
So that you can stand firm and know what God has for you.
Amen.
You've been seeking God's face for a long time, and I feel that there's a breakthrough coming in the next few days and weeks ahead, whether it's in your ministry, your relationship, or whatever, is that you've got to give the Lord a chance to work.
Amen.
And he is a miracle working God today, yesterday, today, and forever.
Woo!
He's there. I mean, he's there at your beck and call. And I mean, I can talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to,
amen,
to you right now, Pastor.
Right.
That's how easy it is. It doesn't take a theologian.
No, it doesn't. It's
God.
A relationship, which we started talking about earlier. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And that word that you just had was for somebody. It may be for many, many somebodies out there around the globe as they listen to this show. But, you know, where you've been stuck, God wants to bring you out of that into your new day. And, Betty, I got to confess, I put this song on because you and Megan were going to be on, because it's the first song you ever sang for us at Beacon of Hope, Behind the Line of Grace by Karen Peck and New River. But I'll tell you what, this is perfect right now, because That's where we have to live, behind the line of grace. Grace means God's empowering presence to allow you to do things that you don't think you can do and become all that you can be in God. And where does he want you to hang out? Behind his line of grace. Listen carefully to these words. Let it minister to your soul.
God's children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind.
Praise God. Woo! Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's where we need to be living, behind the line of God's amazing grace. I love that song. Dear Lord, we thank you right now for this truth that we don't have to stay stuck in our ruts, our messes, our hurts, our disappointments, our bitterness, the things that have really just made us just almost immobile and have just got us so that we just don't even know if God really has a purpose for us. Lord, I pray and intercede in agreement with Betty and Megan right now for our listening audience scattered around the globe. Lord, you know where they are. There's so many thousands of them. We thank you for each one. And Lord, as they hear this message today, as they hear this music, let them be reminded that they need to stay behind the line of your grace, and that they can can battle on, that they can stand against the wiles and tricks and schemes of the devil, and that they can resist the devil, and he will flee from them, that they will realize the greater is he that is in them, which is God, it is you, mighty God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that they will realize that no weapon formed against them can possibly prosper, that they will realize that when the enemy comes in, this like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him, that they will realize down on the inside of themselves that God's word is truth. And because it's true, we can overcome. Betty, take it, please. Wait, get some water.
Oh, Lord God, we just know that you are with us, you are for us. Who can be against us? And Lord God, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for us, for me, and for my family.
Amen.
And Lord God, I just worship you. I
Amen.
Praise you, Lord God,
Amen.
For what I'm going through.
Yes.
I praise you, Lord God, that when I get through this storm,
yes,
that you have walked on the water. You have healed the lame man. You have healed the blind people. Lord God, that you have healed, touched, and ministered to so many. Lord God, I just pray right now, Pastor Marcia, Megan, and I agree together that wherever you are, whatever you need, that God will meet you right where you are and give you whatever you need. In Jesus' precious,
praise
mighty,
God.
Awesome name.
Woo! Praise God.
Praise God. For what you're
praise
doing.
God. This is a breakthrough day. It's a breakthrough day.
Breakthrough. This is
yes.
a new day.
Yes.
This is where you're going to put on the garment
yes.
of praise for the spirit of
woohoo. Yes.
That
amen.
All of the sadness, all of the gloom,
yes. yes.
all of the things that Satan has held you bound for years, and I'm going to say years, that you are
amen.
Going to be set free
woo.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
We speak freedom.
We do.
Freedom to you now.
We speak healing over these that are ill.
Yes.
We speak
yes.
God's deliverance over those that need to be delivered from things that have just held them in bondage. We speak
yes.
that the healing power of Almighty God, the name of Jesus and the blood
yes.
of the Lamb is stronger than anything that
yes.
the devil can throw at us. We speak that as we step out in faith, we will find our purpose. We will be fired up with that purpose, and we will move forward in the days, months, years that we have left on this planet. We're going to give it all we have. We are going to be the ambassadors. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because
hallelujah.
It's the power of God for salvation. And we thank you for that right now, God. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Megan, talk to us. Woo, we just got a few more minutes.
Oh, you know, I want people to know the Jesus that I know, and there's only one, and that is the Jesus that wants to take care of you. That is the Jesus that wants you to get up out of your junk, get up out of your bed, claim your healing today, claim your joy,
amen.
Claim your peace, because he wants to give that to you. He wants to give that to everybody, and I just hope that this show has shown you somehow that you can stand up and claim your victory. You can stand up and tell the Lord that I'm ready. I want to know where you want me to go. Put me where you want to put me, Lord, and relinquish your life and everything to him today. Don't wait another
Amen.
Minute.
Amen. Amen. Whoa. Wow. Absolutely. And, you know, when we step out in boldness, and when we really believe, 2 Timothy 1:7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, and we start acting like that, our lives change entirely, Betty. They really change. All kinds of things start happening. Surprises, it seems like, from God. You there? Betty. Lost her.
Sorry, I'm muting my phone because
okay.
the dog's next door.
That's all right.
I think that today, that the Lord gave a lot of people a robe of righteousness.
Praise God.
That he gave them the ability, he's showing them and giving them the ability to step out.
Amen.
To step out and say, God, I'm here. use me in whatever way or capacity that you need, and I will serve the purpose that you have for me.
Amen. Amen.
And it's the ability to overcome and endure, that the peace and the tranquility and the comfort that comes, just like in the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 91, any of God's words that will come alive to you will minister to you.
Amen.
Will give you life, will breathe new life into you.
Yes, it will.
And give it to you abundantly, because our God overcame the world so that you could have life and have it more abundantly.
Oh, amen. Amen. So reach out and grab it and make a decision today that this is what you want, that you want more of God. Megan, give us a final thought here, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how people can access our shows again. Go ahead.
Well, I just pray today, pray right now, that people realize the worth that the Lord has in them, the worth that he loves you. No matter what you've done or what you have been through, he loves you, and he wants to wrap his arms around you and embrace you.
Amen.
And bring you out of those sad things that you've come through or the sad things that you're dealing with right now. He wants to help you through those circumstances.
Absolutely.
You just need to reach out and ask for his help, and I pray that you do that today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Megan, and our love to you and to Ben and Andrew and baby Zoe Grace. And
well, we all love you.
You're a joy, and we appreciate you being on the air. Mama Betty, you got some final thoughts here for our listeners?
Yeah. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto
Amen.
Your path.
Amen, yes.
And I believe that the path that you're going to be walking is going to be much greater than the path that you've been on. And it's giving him, Jesus Christ, full control of your life, over your health, your finances, whatever's holding you back, give it to God and let him work with it. Let him deal with it so that you can have the peace and the comfort that you need to get you through. And God, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Betty, it was interesting because in this last 30 minutes that, you know, the power of God has just really increased that anointing and came through you. And it just, there's people out there that really needed to hear some of these things from this show today. That it's like I feel in my spirit there are people making life choices that are going to improve their lives because they're choosing to Amen. Find God's purpose, and that some things have happened today. There's been like a switch that's turned on, you know, in so many of our listeners that have or will listen to the show in the future, where they see that they are significant, that they have a plan and a purpose, and that God's not done with them yet. In fact, God is just now beginning to use them because they are going to be willing to turn their lives over to God for what his purpose is, you know?
Amen. And it's opened a lot of people's eyes to be able to see God for who he really is.
Amen.
That he's just not something that someone talks about, that he's living, breathing, and living in us. And he wants to do that so much that he's craving it. There's so much going on in the world today that he's craving people to come back.
Right, relationship,
yes, relationship, have an open communication with him.
Amen.
You know, it's just like, I think it's going to be a new day for a lot of people.
Right.
A new day.
You know, and really this show has been about finding your purpose, but it's about making sure you realize that you're not going to find your purpose until you put the importance on your relationship with God. Because it's God's purpose for your life that you should be seeking, not just, I think I'll go get this job. No, I think I'll change that career. No, I think I'll do that. No, I'll get rid of this spouse or whatever the case may be. It's not about those kinds of things. It's a it's really a deeper, it's a spiritual purpose that God has for you. More than just what job you're in or what house you live in. It's so much deeper than that. You know what I'm saying, Betty?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a relationship.
Yeah.
That nothing can penetrate it.
Right.
That nothing can break it. It's when God commits to something, he'll see you through to the
he'll
end.
He'll see it, yeah.
And it's an open invitation to anyone that wants to accept it.
Amen. So let's accept it, audience. And thank you, Betty. Thank you, Megan, for being on the show today. And any of you that want to hear this show again, it will be on the podcast here in a day or two here on TanTalk1340.com. Just go to podcast, go to Living the Good Life. On our Thursday night show, you can listen also on TanTalk1340.com, 6:06 p.m. on Thursday nights. Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name, and Dr. Angel Falzoni. And it's a life coaching show, so we encourage you to tune in on Thursday nights, 6:06 on Eastern Standard Time on this station. And then those shows are repeated the next week on Starcom Media Network, syndication around everywhere, all over. And that is 5 p.m. Eastern. The next week, that show is repeated. So this show, Living the Good Life, is repeated the next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern or 6 a.m. Central. So you can go to our websites on both of these programs. And for Living the Good Life, the one we've just had, the website is bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. For Go Yard, it's goyard2014.org. That's different. Goyard2014.org is that one. And so go to our websites, listen to these past shows, and you can always text us with questions or comments. 727-888-4171 comes directly to my phone now. 727-888-4171. We are going to play that song we just did one more time. This has been Pastor Marcia, Betty, and Megan bringing the Word of God to you this day on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Tune in again next week. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know, and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe.